Ultima Thule by Mac Reynolds, Part 1. At least he'd got far enough to wind up with a personal interview. It's one thing doing up an application and seeing it go onto an endless tape and be fed into the maw of a machine, and then to receive, in a matter of moments, a neatly printed rejection. It's another thing to receive an appointment to be interviewed by a placement officer in the Commissariat of Interplanetary Affairs, Department of Personnel. Ronnie Bronston was under no illusions. 9 out of 10 men of his age annually made the same application. Almost all were annually rejected. Statistically speaking, practically nobody ever got an interplanetary position. But he'd made step one along the path of a lifetime ambition. He stood at easy attention immediately inside the door. At the desk at the far side of the room, the placement officer was going through a sheaf of papers. He looked up and said, "Ronald Bronston, sit down. You'd like an interplanetary assignment, eh? So would I." Ronnie took the chair. For a moment he had tried to appear alert, earnest, ambitious, but not too ambitious, fearless, devoted to the cause, and indispensable. For a moment. Then he gave it up and looked like Ronnie Bronston. The other looked up and took him in. The personnel official saw a man of averages, in the late 20s, average height, weight, and breadth, pleasant face in an average sort of way, but not handsome. Less than sharp in dress, hair inclined to be on the undisciplined side. Brown of hair, dark of eye. In a crowd, inconspicuous. In short, Ronnie Bronston. The personnel officer grunted. He pushed a button, said something into his order box. A card slid into the slot, and he took it out and stared gloomily at it.
"What are your politics?" he said.
"Politics?" Ronnie Bronston said. "I haven't any politics. My father and grandfather before me have been citizens of United Planets. There hasn't been any politics in our family for 3 generations.
"Family?"
"None." The other grunted and marked the card.
"Racial prejudices."
"I beg your pardon?"
"Do you have any racial prejudices, any at all?"
"No." The personnel officer said,
"Most people answer that way at first, these days, but some don't at second. For instance, suppose you had to have a blood transfusion. Would you have any objection to it being blood donated by, say, a Negro, or a Chinese, or, say, a Jew?"
Ronnie ticked it off on his fingers. "One of my great-grandfathers was a French colon who married a Moroccan girl. The Moors are a blend of Berber, Arab, Jew, and Negro. Another of my great-grandfathers was a Hawaiian. They're largely a blend of Polynesians, Japanese, Chinese, and Caucasians, especially Portuguese. Another of my great-grandfathers was Irish, English, and Scotch. He married a girl who was half Latvian, half Russian." Ronnie wound it up. "Believe me, if I had a blood transfusion from just anybody at all, the blood would feel right at home." The interviewer snorted, even as he marked the card.
"That accounts for 3 great-grandfathers, he said lightly. "You seem to have made a study of your family tree. What was the other one?"
Ronnie said expressionlessly, "A Texan." The secretary shrugged and looked at the card again.
"Religion?"
"Reformed agnostic," Ronnie said. This one was possibly where he ran into a brick wall. Many of the planets had strong religious beliefs of one sort or another. Some of them had state religions, and you either belonged or else.
"Is there any such church?" the personnel officer frowned.
"No, I'm a one-man member. I'm of the opinion that if there are any greater powers that be, they're keeping the fact from us. And if that's the way they want it, it's their business. If and when they want to contact me, one of their puppets dangling from a string, then I suppose they'll do it. Meanwhile, I'll wait." The other said interestedly,
"You think that if there is a higher power and if it ever wants to get in touch with you, it will?"
In its own good time. Sort of a don't call me thing, I'll call you." The personnel officer said,
"There have been a few revealed religions, you know."
"So they said, so they said. None of them have made much sense to me. If a superpower wanted to contact man, it seems unlikely to me that it'd be all wrapped up in a lot of complicated gobbledygook. It would all be very clear indeed." The personnel officer sighed. He marked the card, stuck it back into the slot in his order box, and it disappeared. He looked up at Ronnie Bronston.
"All right, that's all."
Ronnie came to his feet.